Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Back again with the overview of what's going on your family farm and lots of other family farms all around the country. Here to support you, bringing in family info, the food, the farm, all these things go together, especially in an era of soaring prices. So I'm looking at this as an opportunity on my farm, on your farm, on all of the family farms around the country for a couple of different reasons. We all know as you look around every day, whether it's in a newspaper, you're watching something on the news, or you're listening to a conversation about what's going on in your world, you know that the prices are soaring in the food stores, in the grocery stores. So how do you, as a family farmer, combat that? You don't have the same expense that the grocery stores do because they're having all their food shipped in from God knows where. So the price of diesel has gone up. It is. There's a couple of different ancillary sides to the story. Many farmers, probably not the family farmers, but the big farmers are benefiting because what's going on now is a big move for railroads and big trucking companies to use biodiesel. And the airlines are beginning to look at it as well. So this is going to cut down at least the cost. We all know cost of diesel around where I am. I just ran out my tanks on the farm, $6 a gallon. And this is, you know, how are we going to sustain ourselves? And so you do have to pay for that to work the tractors on the farm, but it's not the crazy expense of shipping things all around the country in a diesel-powered truck or a locomotive. So this is where you benefit. You promote the fact, and I'm doing this on my farm, that we have everything local, less expensive because there's no trucking involved. It's going to the field, picking the produce, bringing it back to the barn or to the store, and selling it. So hopefully you're taking advantage of that, and you will promote that way on social media and in whatever other way you promote the things that are on your farm. But I think this is a real opportunity, as we had a couple of years ago with the pandemic. People, when they went to the grocery store, they couldn't find things. So they rediscovered the family farm for produce and for milk, and hopefully all of that stuff is going to continue, because you look at the price of beef in the stores, Tyson beef, up almost 25% as an example since earlier this year. So they can say they're gouging the people that buy the stuff. It's the same as the gas and oil companies are gouging you for the most part. Yeah, the costs are going up, but they're really socking it to you. So you can promote that on your farm. We're not building in extra. We're selling things to you, not like the local car dealer even, who's adding $5,000 to the sticker price. You're charging a good, reasonable price for a product that you grow and you're proud of. So hopefully that will be the hallmark of how we survive this spring and summer. I thought it was interesting also this week in the news, the White House has debuted a new internet service plan for people on family farms and in rural America. So the high-speed internet plans, service providers charge more money for you, even if they offer the service. It's going to be $30 higher than what the average person is paying. So now the government says they're going to offer this low-cost internet service. The digital divide here in our country, those who have it, those who don't. So this is called the Affordable Connectivity Program, the ACP. Don't you love the government? They always come up with these euphemisms. It's a $30 a month charge. And for those who need, there are people that are on various government programs that get the emissions that are coming out of my old tractors. I have tractors that were made in the 1960s, the 1970s, and the 1980s. I had a new tractor, and I got rid of it because it was a piece of crap. So when I say new, I bought it new 2 years ago, and I didn't like it. So I traded it in. I actually gave it back to the dealer. It doesn't have the power. It just didn't run well because of all of the emissions crap that's on it. So, you know, you can extol the value and virtue of Teslas. And there was a report that was issued yesterday. Matter of fact, I think it was on NPR or PBS last night. That's where I saw it. It was on, I think, an edition of Nova. Maybe many of you saw it. How the investigative reporter took a ride with Elon Musk in a Tesla. They actually get down to the brass tacks of how the thing operates or doesn't operate, or what's safe and what isn't safe about it. And the issue that they took on as part of the scope in this report was that Tesla calls, there's a switch apparently on the dash. Those of you who have Teslas, if I'm not portraying this properly, please let me know. There's a switch basically that puts the car on autopilot. And they call it autopilot, apparently, automatic control, something like that, and it isn't, and it doesn't, and the accidents that have happened with Teslas have all been because people didn't understand what this switch did and how the car operated when you push the switch in and just basically, you know, read a book. It doesn't work that way, but yet it's sold that
much.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway.
Even non-Tesla cars have some of the newer models, and I can't remember which ones, but they have the safety feature where if you start veering off the road, it monitors the lines and it will correct your steering wheel. Yeah. And sometimes, like, people forget these things fail. You still have to pay attention to what you're doing, and also not all roads, especially side streets, have lines on the road.
Yep. All right. My blood pressure has gone up amazingly in the last 3 or 4 minutes. I think it's time for me to calm down. So, in order to do that, I'm going to have a couple of commercial breaks, and then we're going to talk about an airplane that went off the runway in Miami.
Here's right the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is expanding the curriculum and adding locations to its premier training program designed to add more specialty-trained automotive technicians to a fast growing field that now includes electric vehicles. The initiative, known as Automotive Student Services Educational Training, ASSET, is a collaboration between Ford Motor Company, Ford and Lincoln dealers, and select community colleges and technical schools. For more automotive tech stories, you can go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
How about them apples? Okay, 16 and change after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So an old MD-80 that I believe belonged to American Airlines in the main was sold to a small airline in the Dominican Republic, I think. It's called Red Air. I think I'd stay off of a plane. Belonged to a company called Red Air. I don't know, I'm just saying. So apparently landing gear in the nose of the plane collapsed, which is likely. The plane's probably 35, 36, 37, maybe 38 years old. Not that that's bad. Most of the planes, I was looking, and I'm kind of weird this way. I think, you know, and I love planes, I love flying, and I look at stuff, and I have access to a blog that basically is all about airplanes. And for whatever the reason, last night before I went to bed, I'm reading this blog about how long Delta has had 757s and 767s, how many takeoffs and landings the planes have had, because they have records of every single plane. And how old, you know, Delta is the best airline. Just because an airline has new planes doesn't mean that it's the best airline. The best example of that is probably American, and maybe second is United, because they're all touting and crowing about the new planes that they have and how they've put the older planes out to pasture. But Delta is far and away the best airline in the country. That's because, A, they take care of their planes. B, the planes that I want to fly in a plane made in America. I don't that much because I'm on American for all kinds of reasons, because of the schedule, Los Angeles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But they run Airbuses now. They have 290-some-odd Airbus 321s. Made more recently than some of the other Boeing stuff. But the Boeing 757 and 767, in my mind, in my experience, are the best planes ever made. And they are still, there are a lot of them at Delta that are 30, 31, 32 years old. They've maintained them. They've rehabbed them. Some of the 757s, I took a 757 out to Los Angeles during the winter, and it was fabulously redone. You don't have to, just because the plane is old, it's kind of like a human being. Just because you're old doesn't mean you're no good.
Yeah, as long as it works and it's safe, it's all good.
Exactly.
And
right.
It's not, you can't see any visible duct tape, then we're good to go.
Well, you can see that on Spirit, those old Spirit planes. Anyway, so this plane at the Miami International Airport caught fire when it skidded off the runway. And it was coming up to Miami from Santo Domingo. A couple of people are injured. But this, you know, the news media is...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Very different from pubic hair and skin. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection is designed specifically for women's needs and gives pubic hair and skin the level of care it deserves. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection includes products to help prep, protect, shave, and maintain hair in the pubic region, whether your hair is there, gone, or growing. The full collection is dermatologist and gynecologist tested. You can buy the Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection at all major retailers where you find your favorite Venus products.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart. The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
23 after, Jay. Aren't you fascinated? Aren't you thrilled? Isn't it wonderful? It takes your breath away to be here every day, right? Buckle up, everybody.
It's a joy.
It's fun to have. Yeah, it is.
It's conversation with friends.
Yeah, that is kind of really what it is. So, your friend and mine, I'm saying this facetiously because Kim Kardashian's not necessarily our friend, but everybody knows what's going on in her life. Comments from her and John Cougar Mellencamp. I always like saying that because he doesn't call himself that anymore. Remember when he was John Mellencamp at first?
Mm-hmm.
Then he became John Cougar, and then he became John Cougar Mellencamp, and now he's back to being John Mellencamp, and he's got a lot to say about school shootings, so we'll get to both of those items right after this.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twink this sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions.
All right, so what's going on with Kim Kardashian? Her children are making too much noise. What in the world is that all about?
Yeah. Where was she? Yeah, she took her kids to work. She thought it was take your son or daughter to work day. No, I'm just kidding. But she was on Jimmy Fallon, and her kids were in the audience, her two boys, 6 and 3, Saint, who's 6, and Psalm, who's 3. And I guess they were making a little bit too much noise. They were talking. She kind of turns, and Jimmy Fallon's like, I hear kids. And she's like, guys, can you stop? This is your first time at work with me. Can you please? Yeah, this was totally, totally happening while they were doing the interview. And she's like, making so much noise. Well, Psalm, the 3-year-old, did end up having to be removed because, let's be honest, that's a toddler, and you're just asking a lot of a toddler to be quiet.
Yeah.
So Psalm was removed from the audience and just taken backstage to hang out or whatever. But the 6-year-old Saint and then a family friend who was there with her daughter, they were able to stay in the audience because they did quiet down.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, John Mellencamp is not being quiet about the violence in schools. He posted something yesterday on Twitter at John Mellencamp. Some people follow him. It was laden with obscenities, and I get it because a lot of people are angry about 21 people who were murdered. His comment was, I don't know if you saw this or not, Jay.
Yeah.
How is it a week after they're all buried and forgotten, and what are we doing about it? Basically nothing, and he, you know, talked about gun control, and I know people who say, "Well, is this another liberal?" I think it's not smart to just pass off this stuff with those kind of comments, because there are more and more people who, no matter what their stripes, are saying enough is enough. This is it. We've had enough.
Yeah, and he was talking about politicians in general. He wasn't going at any which side. He just said that politicians do not care about you. I'm cleaning this up, of course.
Yeah,
politicians care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about our children. How can we as people say that we want to be pro-life and we claim to care about pro-life and then we're not doing anything to help out pro-life?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's coming at all politicians.
From the short, not-so-sweet department, Rupert Murdoch, who controlled the Fox empire for many years, he created it, was married to Jerry Hall. He's been married 4 times. Remember her, because she was married previously to Mick Jagger, a tall, statuesque woman who's now going to divorce him and clean out his closet, probably. If he's got a vault in it, that'll get cleaned out, too. just take the cash and run, baby. That's probably all he's good for. 28 past the hour.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Developing countries often lack the essential infrastructure to help navigate global shocks like a pandemic.
President Biden at the G7 summit, the president pledging $200 billion in U.S. funding for projects to help improve developing countries. Biden saying it's part of a G7 initiative to invest in sustainable projects. Protests continued Sunday over the Roe versus Wade announcement on Friday. A group of Antifa members wearing black clothing, hoods, and masks caused damage in Portland's Hollywood District Saturday night. The group breaking windows and tagging several businesses, including a pregnancy resource center. Portland police monitoring the crowd but not doing anything to stop the violence. Protesters also blocking busy freeways in Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Juul is able to continue U.S. sales of their vapes and flavored vape cartridges even though the FDA ordered them to stop sales on Thursday because of safety concerns. Appearing on Fox News Live, pediatric specialist Dr. Frieda Fischer says vaping has not been conclusively shown in studies to be safer than traditional cigarettes.
When you vape, you're inhaling a vapor. So you're not actually inhaling that tar, but the nicotine is not all that you're inhaling either. Nicotine is very addictive and it's dangerous in teens. And also, there have been benzenes, diacetyl, things that can cause chronic lung disease and even cancer found in some e-cigarettes.
Novak Djokovic rules out taking the COVID-19 vaccine, which means he may not be able to play in the U.S. Open.
The third-ranked tennis player in the world acknowledged that he might not be able to compete in the U.S. Open tournament later this month because he isn't vaccinated.
Well, you're right. As of today, I'm not allowed to enter states under these circumstances.
Current Center for Disease Control guidelines require non-citizens to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Stephen, good day program. How do you do? Hope you're doing well. Happy to have you along for our discussions, our ride, if you will. I'm happy to be here with Jay Kirshner, focused on the events of the day, things that are good, things that are iffy, things that are not so good, all part of the discussion and discourse here. The O-Man, Jay, is at the controls in our new studio in Dallas. I'm reminded when we've had a number of good people over the years who have been in the main studio at the operating or originating network. I'm reminded of how people got to know some of these characters that were behind the scenes with some of the bigger radio people. I remember Limbaugh used to refer to the guy that was running the what we call the board. It's the, we refer to it as the board, the control board in the control room. He had a, I forget the guy's name, Bo Snerdly is what he called him on the air. The guy who, I've forgotten his real name, as I said, but he's written a book about working with Limbaugh. I'm told it's quite a wonderful book. I've not seen it yet, but I'd like to read it because I love to read stuff about radio and the people in the radio that I've worked with or known for years. It's kind of fun. and there have been plenty of them. But I was thinking of the old man. Remember the days working with Gordon Liddy? He was the G-man. There are others, but we'll refer to him from time to time, hopefully in a good light. Because the I-man, right, that's right. Thank you, Chris. That was the I-man. All right, let's get to some things that were kind of, some of this stuff takes my breath away. Here's something the Food and Drug Administration is preparing to do, which is good, but it's taken too long. Easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, for sure. How long have these vaping cigarette things been around, Jay? 10 years?
Too long. It seems like, oh my goodness, maybe the early aughts, I want to say, is when they kind of started, and they're just right. these little quick vape pens, and they're supposed to taste really good, and they started, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but they were being targeted towards a younger audience or younger demographic.
Of course it was intentional.
Like even kids who are underage and shouldn't be having the power to go buy these things were able to buy these things, or they weren't, it wasn't legal, but they still were. They were having people who were old enough to buy them. And then you just have all these issues of these kids who are developing these lung problems because of, it's not just smoke, it's like this liquid that can still come through, and you're inhaling this like, not in a wax, but I've never smoked before, so I can't tell exactly what it is.
Capillaries in your lungs.
This liquid stuff, and it was just awful. And then I believe they got rid of the special flavors. It wasn't supposed to taste as good and deter people, but the damage was already done. So now they are officially going to be banned.
The maker is a company called Juul, J-U-U-L. They are the ones that got the Food and Drug Administration gave them approval to sell them in the first place. And the company, and this is all part of how insidious the government is. And I say that with disgust and disdain because I don't have much use. And this is another example, a perfect example of how either one hand doesn't know what the other is doing, people aren't paying attention, or they're corrupt. And in this case, I'm going with the latter. Because the company that controls Juul, they are connected in some way or another, I'm not sure how, to Reynolds Tobacco. You know, they're Reynolds, the tobacco companies, the alcohol companies, the drug companies, they all want to control all of this stuff. They're all sniffing around the marijuana growers now, trying to figure out, pardon the pun, sniffing around. They're trying to figure out how they can, in the next 3 or 4 years, package all of these companies together, and then they buy them so they can control them because there's so much money. So much money.
And then you get the monopoly all over again.
Exactly. Well, we're back to monopolies.
And the vape pens were supposed to be the quote-unquote safer version than smoking
cigarettes. Supposed to get you off of cigarettes.
The alternative. Yeah.
Right?
And a lot of people will continue to do this. And with some of the vape pens now, not the pre-made ones like Juul, but you can buy this battery. My husband used to smoke them. And thankfully, he has stopped. But people can change how much tobacco, or not tobacco, I'm sorry, nicotine is actually in these. And a lot of people get into the habit of smoking these things, and there's not even any nicotine. So even though you would think, well, that's safer, there's no nicotine, you're still inhaling this liquid situation thing that is taking up residence in your lungs.
Well, I talked about Reynolds Tobacco. There's another company called Altria, A-L-T-R-I-A. They make Marlboros, for example. They bought a 35% stake in Juul a couple of years ago. They spent $12 billion buying that 35% stake. So you can figure out one third. This company was valued at $35, $36 billion. So Altria, good for them. They saw their stock drop 9% after this move by the Food and Drug Administration. But still, when you consider the kind of, and by the way, most of the sales last year were in America. $1.4 billion worth of this crap was sold in America last year. And then people say, well, it's helped me get off of smoking. Okay, but at what cost? Do you know what's going on in your lungs? Have you had an X-ray lately? If you are a smoker, you sure as heck should be having annual lung X-rays anyway to see what's going on, because whatever it is, it isn't good.
Well, and if you live with a smoker, you still should, too. You should have your lungs checked.
I couldn't stand living with a a smoker. I can't be around it. I can't be close to even it's disgusting secondhand smoke being around people like that. It's just no.
I can't tell you how many people I know that, because it smells awful. If you are not a smoker, it smells awful. And so many people that I know who used to smoke cigarettes that have stopped, and they're far enough removed where they smell it, and it's not like, oh, that smells good, I want one. They actually realize, like, oh my gosh, I used to smell like that.
Yeah.
It's, right. It's an offensive people. Odor. It is.
Oh, it's horrible. Oh, horrible. It's kind of like, might as well go after everybody. As long as they're going after the smokers, let's go after the coffee drinkers. Yeah.
Hey, slow down. Yeah.
There is Calm a, down. I remember, I'm one of the few people I know who's never had a cup of coffee in my life, but I remember when McFadden had never had one. I don't think Phil smoked. Did Phil have, Chris, do you drink coffee?
I actually do.
You're doing okay. Yeah. All right.
So all right, Chris. You and I.
You're gonna get it.
My husband has never had coffee.
And I still smoke.
He's anti-coffee.
Yeah. All right. So the coffees now. There is an alternative. I was gonna talk a little about how bad coffee breath is. I remember being.
Oh, it's so gnarly. No, coffee breath is horrendous. But also, don't stand so close to me that I can smell your coffee breath.
Okay.
Like if I can smell your breath, no matter what you had, you're too close.
Yeah. Okay, good to know. So there's a new coffee, an alternative that's being marketed that has organic ingredients. And a lot of people are saying this is pretty cool. Apparently, I have to find out more about this for the farm show, American Family Farmer. But it is made with a fraction of the caffeine that's found in regular coffee beans. Apparently, it gives you energy and a lot of immunity, because coffee is good for your immune system. Coffee beans, the cocoa bean is good. That's why I eat a lot of chocolate, because I figure I'll get my ingredients. Coffee and chocolate come from the same bean. So,
do they really?
Yeah. You know that? The cacao, C-A-C-A-O.
Yeah, no, I know that cacao, but I did not know that cacao also was coffee.
Yeah, I think that's, you'd find that. I mean, I think it's, anyway, I'm going around in circles here. This new coffee, I don't know what the brand is, because it's, I think it isn't being marketed quite yet, but it is something that will give you the same ingredients without the jitters, without the crashes that some people have and dependency. Now, you can talk to some folks. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody the other day. Who drinks coffee before they go to bed and doesn't affect them at all. That wasn't you, was it? No, it wasn't.
It might have been. My body metabolizes caffeine really easily. I can drink
how much coffee
immediately take a nap. Not much. Yeah. I'll have a venti iced coconut latte. That's my jam from Starbucks once a day. But there are every now and then where I'm like, you know what? Because it just tastes so good to me that I don't feel like I need it to stay awake. I'll want it later in the day just because I drank my first one too fast or something like that. Yeah. But I've also heard on the caffeine and coffee, eating an apple. Instead of having a cup of coffee, eat an apple. It has this natural caffeine that can almost do the job better than a cup of coffee. Unless you're allergic to apples, then maybe not. That's not for you.
I have an apple every day of my life. The old expression, settled in with me, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I'll have an apple usually after breakfast, sometimes before a meal, because it helps fill you up and you don't eat so much. You know, it's like water. If you have water and an apple before you have a meal, you're probably not going to eat much because it just, you know, fills you up. The fiber that's in an apple is very important, extremely important. Anything that has fiber, sometimes if you have an orange even and you eat the pulp, that's good for you, but there are all kinds of things. The melons, good fiber. Everyone, some of the cereals around today have good fiber in them as well. So there's our what should you be having for breakfast segment here at 44 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-
1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So it's great business time for Calidrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. All right, 47 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Don't forget our daily download. We discuss in some of the recent downloads the German plan to fire up coal plants and what that's going to mean, some of the weather things going on around the country. You find a little bit of everything. The schools requiring clear backpacks. I think that's an interesting reality that a lot of parents are dealing with. And we've got conversations about Neil Diamond in a recent Good Day download performing the Queen's alarm clock. That's cool. And a lot of discussion about Dave Chappelle this week. So we discussed that and Apple and the websites and captures. And there's a myriad of things. We talk about everything here because that's what our lives are about. It's just not just about politics. It's everything. Our lives consist of lots of bits and pieces. So you can hear our view and overview and involvement in discussion on the Good Day download every single day, available for your listening and dancing pleasure at gooddayshow.com, which is also where you can find the whole program. The program runs all day, every day. We do it in 3 and 4 hour bits, but it's repeated at the same location. So you can find the download, the highlights, and the podcast. You can find the whole program all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. So how about them apples? Yeah, it's fun to sort of when I get to thinking about all of the stuff that we do talk about. And you can hear me play the kazoo on a recent episode as well. Actually,
I love a good kazoo.
It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken, is about to answer some of your questions connected to the things that he talks about all the time, frankly, on the Good Day Health program, which you can find on many of these same stations, questions about what's in the medical journals. There's been a lot of talk about cancer, and there's sort of a lot of people that seem to be having problems with cancer. What about women who drink sugary sodas? I know there's some information on that that doesn't really sound too good to me anyway.
More risk of these sugary sodas, why they should be a treat. This comes out of the American Society for Nutrition this week, that women who drink these sugary sodas, they're at higher risk for getting liver cancer. And not having a good functioning liver is not a prescription to a long, happy life. So bottom line, Doug, these sugary sodas, they should be treats.
Treats. How about ice cream? How about cake? How about cookies? You know where I am in that department.
Treats times four.
Treats. Okay, all right. Now, talking about food, the preferences, there's been some work done. How does one know that, for example, I like ice cream and cake. I just said that. Some people like coffee. Some people like the taste of a lot of barbecue sauce on their food. Some people like hot tamales. Why is it different? Why do my taste genes not work the same as yours?
Well, what you're describing is real. It's not Some of it, not all of it, is learned, but most of it is genetic. It's wired in. It's wired in the DNA of our bodies that we do have taste genes, and they clearly lifelong can influence our food preferences. Why some people just don't like broccoli from the time they're age 1 to the time they're 99. This is just all wired into the genes that they do influence our preferences for what we like.
I like broccoli, a little butter, a little salt on it. Yum. Very good.
This was out of the annual meeting of the American Society for Nutrition this week.
All right. Now, I've had a tough week for business reasons, and I have felt the stress in a way that I've never felt it before. The nerves in my shoulders have gone bananas. And one doctor that I trust has suggested to me that it may be that a lot of unexplained consequences people are finding with the shots. Could it be that the nerve endings, if you will, or some way the nervous system has been affected? Because I've never, ever felt this way before. I almost thought of calling you because I thought there may have been some problem in my heart. But then it goes away when the stress level goes down, the aches go down.
Yeah, I don't think what you're describing is related to a shot that you had quite a while ago. But it's... Clearly, stress affects the body in numerous ways. We learned this week that it clearly weakens the immune system and increases our risk for illness. This came out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. But you are, unfortunately, right now under a lot of stress. It would be nice to be doing some exercise, just doing something that you enjoy doing to get it out or just relieving some of these issues. But a lot of this, watch the stress go away and these things going away. Stress will present itself mysteriously in some people, and this just may be your outlet.
Well, there we go. How about that? You know, one of the things that I enjoy doing is I sleep very well. When I finally go to sleep, most of the time it's restful sleep. I see that there is a study about adults who share beds with a partner. How about if you sleep with your dog? does that count?
Amazingly, and there was a study out very recently about what fraction of Americans do you think sleep with their dog?
50%.
You are right. You must have seen that study.
No, I didn't actually. I was just guessing, but makes sense.
To me, that was an amazingly high number of people who sleep with their dog. And in this study, it was reported in Sleep this week that adults who share beds with a partner, they have more restful sleep. You might think the person snores, they move around, but just the opposite. Apparently, just having somebody nearby gives your own personal sleep to be better. So,
experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.